This,
I would be the stomach or the belly.
Uh-huh. Use both terms, how do you, and this whole thing is,
That's the leg.
And, this part.
That's the knee.
And this part up here.
That's the thigh.
And back here, the...
The calf.
And get kicked in the...
The shin.
Yeah, this...
The ankle.
And, one...
Foot.
Two...
Feet.
Uh-huh. Okay, if, I got about 20 minutes, to 11, how do you ordinarily say that? It's a quarter...
Well, I say 20 minutes to 11.
20 minutes to 11. Mm-hmm. And, in the old days, or today, a carpenter, if he wants to saw a plank or work on a plank, he puts it on two supports. What do you call those supports?
Work benches now. Work horses.
You used to call them work horses?
Work horses, yeah.
They don't call them horses anymore?
Well, now they might. Some of them might don't know.
If you hear them benches more.
Yes, you hand me that bench over there.
I see. It has like this with
four legs.
Okay, and in the old days when you used to saw firewood, what did you put the log on to saw it? It looked like this. You put a log in like this.
I didn't see, I've sold them many a bit, but I just don't remember what we did call those things.
I've got some terms here that other people have given me. Did you ever hear of a sawbuck or sawhorse?
Sawhorse, yeah.
Sawhorse, mm-hmm. More like it. You would put a baby in a stroller now, but in the old days you used to put him in
The cradle.
Or if you wanted to take him outside.
Put him in the baby buggy, the baby carriage.
Either one.
Yeah.
And then you'd,
Push him along.
What do you call, you call it when a person, suppose I wanted to cut over in that direction, instead of going down the road and then over straight. Instead I go just diagonally, straight across.
You just cut right across the woods.
Cut across the woods.
Set in such a place if you want to go straight.
You ever hear of catty cornered or catty biased?
Oh yeah.
Both terms?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Catty wampus?
Catty wampus, yeah. I've heard all those.
Which have you used, which seems more natural to you? What would you use today if you're just relaxed, say, look at that guy, look at that fellow,
he's used to going catty cornered across, yeah.
If you saw it, if you had four houses on a corner, and the one house would be straight across from you, the other house would be...
On an angle, diagonally or something like that.
Would you say catty-corner too?
Catty-corner.
The house is you know it's catty-corner?
Yeah, from angle to angle.
Uh-huh. And the number after 99... The number after 99...
Is 100.
And after 999?
Yeah, 1,000.
Uh-huh. All right, well, those are easy questions. Now I'll give you some tough ones. these really aren't hard, but the trouble with it is people often tell me what they think it should be instead of what they actually say, and I'm not interested in what's correct. I'm interested in what they really say, in just natural conversation. For example, I might say, now, today I see you, yesterday I saw you. If I knew a long time, I'd say, I have seen you many times.
Mm-hmm.